Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, January 5th, 2006. Today's message is simply titled, Study. The scripture text is from Ezra 7, verse 10. For Ezra had devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of the Lord. In spite of multiple filters, I still get that unsolicited bulk form of email we all despise. I just received one that offers bachelor's and master's degrees, a PhD doctorate, and an MBA that all claim to be valid and certified with transcripts. It's quite a deal, particularly with this amazing detail. Quote, there is absolutely no class time and no studying. After calling our administration office, we can ship your degree with transcripts to your doorstep within 1 week. Well, this was a deal I just couldn't pass up, and I went for all of them. Now I insist on being called doctor, and in some of my business associations, it will be just great to point out that I have an MBA. Just kidding, of course. Amazingly, though, there are people who don't have the sense and discernment to realize this type of stuff is nonsense. Since these types of degrees are common and proliferating, I just use an extra degree of my native Missourian show me whenever I hear of these claims. We have a program in our church called Bible Quiz with a very dedicated coach who leads our youth in the study and memorization of God's Word. Stair has been a part of it for a number of years. This is a great program with long-lasting impact that I have had in previous churches I pastored. To this day, I stay in contact with many of those who are in the program. In fact, in November, I participated in a wedding for one of them. What a blessing to see them staying faithful to the Lord. Study is an ongoing part of life for the growing Christian. It's not merely while we are young or perhaps while preparing for ministry, but it should be a lifelong pursuit. I'm so blessed by a request in what is likely the very last letter that Paul wrote. As he recognized the time of his departure, his death, was near, he wrote to Timothy, when you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, and my scrolls, especially the parchments. He wanted to study right up to the end. The daily text provides a great example for all of us. For Ezra had devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of the Lord. The New American Standard Version translates this, for Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to practice it. That should be said of all of us. Among characteristics I want others to observe in my life is this. Stephen has devoted himself to the study and observance of the Scriptures. Now, having the entire Bible, I would believe it proper to expand the law of the Lord to mean the entire Scriptures. Well, no studying may sound appealing, but real growth takes place as we study and observe and put into practice the truths of God's Word. Let us all do so. Well, customarily, at this point, my wife, Brooksine, leads in a prayer that she writes, especially for each message after she reads it and edits it for me. But this morning, she went off early for a program called Moms in Touch, a group of mothers that pray for their school-aged children. My brief prayer for you right now is just to be a student of God's Word. Well, there is a couple of additional resources on the website or email post today. I do have a comment I need to make. I am very suspicious of all the claims out there for degrees and doctorates, and I especially am sensitive because I think it's a real problem in the ministry field right now. There's so many ministers that claim to be doctors. You watch some of these television shows, and some of them do, by the way, and I want to make that clear. I had a couple in my last church that had earned PhDs from Princeton in science fields, and I was their pastor for several years, and I can certainly vouch for how smart and studied they are. And even in non-science fields in education and religion and theology, there are those that have put the time and paid the price and have really studied and spent years getting a doctorate from a legitimate institution of some type. Frankly, there are so many out there, because I get the offers for it. And I point out, I'm actually reading right now that part. Back in the 80s, I got a letter addressed to my dog, now deceased, offering a doctorate for $25. So great discern that needs to be used. I particularly am a guy that rather eschews titles at all. I'm Stephen C. Weber. I use the middle initial because both Stephen and Weber are common, and I've used it for many years, but I don't need a title. I don't need a reverent title. I happen to be credentialed in a long-standing, large religious denomination, but that's not what makes me credible in ministry. I hope it's a life over many years now, I'm 51, of faithfully serving the Lord. Well, you have a blessed day today. Keep on studying.